This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Our producer spotlight, sponsored by the National Dairy Producers Organization. Joining us, Michigan dairy farmer Tom Wing, also an NDPO board member. Tom, thanks for joining us. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I grew up on this farm with my dad and myself on my own. I've been farming since 2000. My wife and I met in 2004, and we've been farming together quite a long time. I graduated from Michigan State in 1988 and farmed from 1988 with my dad till 94, and then started on my own from there in a partnership with him. Our farm has been here for 170 years.
Wow.
Yeah, we've been here as a family, been here since 1855.
You've seen the highs and lows and the ebbs and flows of the dairy industry through the years, and now you're with NDPO. We call this a producer spotlight, but your spotlight lately has been on the government and USDA.
One thing that I find interesting, especially regarding Secretary Vilsack and his management, because that's kind of what the Secretary of Agriculture does, is manages agriculture. It's really what he does. That's his job. But how much he's abdicated to the corporate world and how much that effect that plays in farm profitability. I don't pretend to know all the details on what he has to deal with, but it becomes very evident when things like IDFA, you know, groups like the International Dairy Foods Association, when you see them saying they're going to help with the whole milk in schools issue, but then immediately really can't do anything and they backtrack, it seems. I'm interested in seeing if our Secretary of Agriculture really can manage the food supply and the food quality in this country to the point where not only dairy farmers and farmers in general, especially, recently it's the beef people that have been, it's basically been a long-going issue like dairy, where they've been overtaken by JBS and other big players to the point where their industries have been really impacted. The vertical integration that it seems like our government is beholden to the corporate structure and have difficulty divorcing themselves from the past as far as their policies, it's mind-boggling what kind of risk that puts us into as far as the country and our food supply. It really just doesn't make sense.
We talk a lot about the doom and gloom of what's happening in today's times and the future of the dairy industry, but there's also some optimism.
You can paint it just about any way you want sometimes, but one really optimistic thing that I've seen is G.T. Thompson out of Pennsylvania and the work that he's been doing as far as a congressman, at least approaching some of these issues with the help of the people in Pennsylvania and really making an impact, I think. It's really, to me, a really hopeful spot. We're all about making things better for the dairy farmer. We have been going through some changes ourselves at NDPO as far as our structure and the way we get things done. But NDPO continues to have our monthly meetings. We're two times a month now. We continue to discuss issues of the day. So we continue to have those meetings with dairy farmers monthly. As we have open calls. Continue to try to listen and know what the take is for dairy farmers.
Well, thanks for the visit today, Tom. Tom Wing is a Michigan dairy farmer, also secretary in the board of directors of the National Dairy Producers Organization. And this update brought to you by NDPO. To find out more about their organization, simply go to nationaldairyproducersorganization.com.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
If you received an agriculture census questionnaire, even though you are no longer farming, well, the Census of Ag officials are asking you to reply to the questionnaire anyway. Jody McDaniel with USDA's Ag Statistics Service.
It's important, even if someone receives a Census of Ag and while they're working through the form, they no longer are involved in agriculture this year, but they had had that potential previously, to just go ahead and return that form and let us know that they're no longer involved in agriculture, because that response is important too, just as much as the individuals who respond to let us know that they have actually still been involved.
USDA will be accepting census returns through the end of spring. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.